the minister decided to bring in this particular law without talking to any doctors whatsoever. So there was no consultation. My understanding is, and I've spoken to a senior clinician within the system in the country who has spoken to doctors in these hospitals, and he has told me that for two reasons, the doctors in these hospitals do not want to participate in abortions. One, like many people listening to your show, they don't want to have to carry out the ending of a life of an unborn child. Mm. And, you know, that's what the legislation is said. It's very clear. And, you know, two, they also feel that the facilities aren't in place anywhere, especially in Letterkenny, to provide these. So, in other words, that there are too few wards, there are not enough gynae beds, there are people already in trolleys and corridors, and there are no counsellors available, no bereavement counsellors, no psychological support.
If doctors, and we don't know the number, in three hospitals, Kilkenny, Letterkenny and Cavan, refuse to carry out the termination of pregnancies, does that mean the service won't be provided in that hospital, or does it mean that some doctors are able to sort of withdraw from that? Others might say, well, I'm okay with it. Does it mean it won't happen there? I mean, A lot of this is sort of speculation, but what's your sense?
All of it's up in the air, and it's, you know, if anybody thinks that the abortion services are going to be run better than the health services, they need to think again.